views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
The truth is funny. With Colette Steffen, we'll have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network as she provides energetic shifts and consistent results in every area of life, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success. Many people who shift out of limiting beliefs roar with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. The truth is funny. Shift happens. Feel instant relief. Stay tuned for more fun and release struggle and suffering. And now, here's your host, Colette Steffen.
Hi, this is Colette Marie Steffen. Welcome to The Truth is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio. Stay tuned for the next hour and experience the instant relief of following your intuition. Shift happens every Wednesday morning, 8 o'clock a.m. Pacific time, and on the radio waves and in the archives at thetruthisfunny.com and transformationtalkradio.com. The energetic shifts are still accessible through what I call HSN, the Higher Self Network, if you're listening later. So I've been using this radio show as a vehicle to have people phone in and have an opportunity to experience what it's like to have a problem and to be able to shift it very quickly. And so I want everybody to feel free to call in 1-800-930-2819. And I have a very special guest today. My guest is Cindy Lee Yelland. She hasn't been on The Truth is Funny before. Cindy Lee has overcome various physical challenges to inspire others to unleash the goddess within through the Sisterhood of Belly Dance. One of her troops, the Loose Hips Sisters, meets once a week to encourage women and some brave men to dance to the music in their souls. After having surgery to have her entire spine fused at the age of 13 and being told she would be in a wheelchair by the time she hit her 30s, she surprised everyone with her determination to conquer many obstacles and prove them all wrong. Cindy dances as the angel on the loose with her 8-foot-tall wings throughout Western Canada. She also has an extensive background in counseling women with abuse, addiction, and incarceration issues, as well as her training in crystals, feng shui, and psychic readings. She is now taking flight with the dragons from Tales from the Vector. Are you there, Cindy?
Yes, I am.
Oh, yay. It's so good to hear your voice.
It's great to be here.
Yeah, I really, really am excited about this. I would just love to give you the floor right now and tell people who are you and share your story with us.
Well, I guess it all started when I was quite young. I think I had my surgery done, had my spine fused when I was about 13 years old. And like I said, I was told, you know, you can't do this and you can't do that. And I never really listened. And even today when I do some presentations where I dance and I tell my story, people are amazed. And I always get the same question, what would you say is the one thing that helped you to be where you are today? And I always tell people, it's don't listen to people when they tell you that you can't.
I love that advice. Where would we all be if we listened to that advice?
Exactly. Well, doctors have always said, "Oh, you can't do this and you can't do that, and you won't be able to do this and you won't be able to do that." And I always thought to myself in my head, "Well, that's not my reality." And the key is to actually believe it when you tell yourself that.
So it's amazing. I've watched you dance several times. And I mean, I've danced with you and I always have so much fun. And, you know, when you think about someone who has their entire spine fused together from the age of 13, 14, wearing a body cast for 9 years, you went through a lot when you were young at that time. And, you know, you know, at the same time, your father was having open heart surgery in a hospital in Canada while you were having the surgery in the United States. Do you want to just tell us, like, what was that like for you?
It was very difficult. My poor mother, who was torn between, you know, going to be with her husband, having his 6th open heart surgery, or being there with me, having my entire spine fused. I can't imagine, but I know it was, wow, it was a lot of stuff going on. And I think in some ways kind of prepared me for having a life of being able to overcome any kind of adversity.
Yeah.
Everything else is a little easier.
Because you, for many, many years, you've been dancing across Western Canada. And in some of the biggest belly dance shows in Vancouver, you know, like there's a huge belly dancing group there. And so just tell us, like, what was that like? Like belly dance and your spine's fused all together? What were you thinking?
Well, and I've been asked that before. One of the fellows that I dance with, he's a dance partner. He's a male belly dancer. And when I first met him, like he's one of the best. He was made his living belly dancing in Vancouver, and he was one of the very best. And he would say to me, what would occur to you to become a belly dancer with your spine fused? And I guess I was at probably about 15, 16 years ago, I was at a goddess circle, and it was talent night, and there was a lady who was belly dancing, and she looked so beautiful, and I thought, oh, I'd really like to do that. And I asked her, so where do you take classes, or how do I learn to do that? And she said, oh, my teacher is here. You can ask her when I'm done. And so I went over and I asked her, and I explained to her my situation and told her that I have some really limited mobility and some challenges there. And she was a very bubbly, quite a character, a lady who'd been teaching for years, and she was from Lebanon. And she said to me, why do you want to dance? And I said, well, because I think it would be fun. And she said, okay, I'll teach you. Apparently I had the right answer.
Yeah. And you know, when I met you, we were out at Spring Festival, you were dancing and doing the sunrise ceremonies or sunset. I can't remember. Usually you're more of a night person. So it was probably sunset.
Yes. I think it was the end of the night.
And, you know, you can't tell when I watch you dance. And, you know, I started belly dancing myself about 9 years ago. And the reason I decided to go belly dancing is because I was scared to death to talk in public. And I wanted to go and speak about, you know, how to do energy work and how we can clear this. But I was like so scared. And I remember the first time I ever bellied, you know, I would phone and I'd say, you know, the instructor would answer the phone and I'd hang up. And I did that 2 years in a row. And then I finally, like, it was shortly after I got into energy work. It was the same thing. I decided, hey, this is fun and I'm going to do this. And if I can belly dance on a stage, then I can also speak in public. And the very first time I performed was a year later, and it was in a bar. And I swear my knees were shaking so bad. Everybody said I had such a beautiful shimmy, but it was just pure fear. But I really enjoyed it. And, you know, when I moved here to Kelowna, I was looking for, you know, a belly dance group to have fun with. And that's, you know, when we met. And when we have to take a quick break right away here. But when we come back, I'm going to get you to share your story about, you know, what you've been up to, like your training background and, you know, all the training that you've had in feng shui and crystals and all of this, because now you're flying with my dragons from Tales from the Vector.
Yes, I am.
And I love it. I just love it. They've been waiting 9 years to get out there. And they got a little impatient in the last 6 months. And so they've been a lot of work, you may have noticed.
Yes.
To get out there. But we're getting, you know, we just shared them at the Spring Festival of Awareness last weekend. And we had such a huge response to them. And they're so pretty and beautiful and fun to play with. And
they
so
sure
we'll talk
are.
And so we'll talk about that when we come back. You're listening to The Truth Is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio with Colette Marie Steffen and my wonderful guest and friend, Cindy Lee Yelland. When we return, we'll share more ways to clear energy. Call in if you want an opportunity to ask questions about feng shui and dancing, etc., or just to get an issue cleared. 1-800-930-2819. Let's make some shift happen.
There's a lot of things I want, a lot of things that I'd like to be. But girl, I don't foresee a rags to riches story for me. There's just one little dream.
Awaken to your radiant, authentic self. For over 15 years, Soul Purpose Advocate Nancy Monson has been focused on leading change in the lives of those looking to live their true purpose. She is devoted to supporting people in living a soul-directed life every day. Let Nancy help you overcome fear, worry, and doubt. Visit everydayspirituality.com to learn how Nancy can be your Soul Purpose Advocate.
Do you want to achieve your goals? Do you want to strengthen relationships with others? Do you want to improve your financial status? Colette Marie Steffen is partnering with Mark Kettenbach to bring you an energetic upgrade online experience launching in April. Unfold and develop your full potential. Visit energeticupgrade.com today for more information. That's energeticupgrade.com.
Hi everyone, this is Dr. Pat. The ancient Inca root vegetable maca is world-renowned for its wide array of health benefits. As a family-run company of true maca specialists, the maca team's mission is to provide you with fresh, organic, premium-quality maca powders at a fair price. Amazing. All of the products are always organically grown, fair-traded, GMO-free, fresh, and potent. So don't take my word for it. Experience the life-changing benefits of maca today. Visit themacateam.com.
A word of caution, if you prefer the status quo and you are not interested in improving every aspect of your life, this book will trigger the shift out of you. The Truth Is Funny, Shift Happens is available now. Author Colette Steffen brings the powerful knowledge and life-changing energy and empowerment from the radio airwaves to the pages of her new book. To get your copy in paperback or ebook, visit thetruthisfunny.com today.
Almost everyone at some time in their lives ask themselves, what am I? Most of our questions are ego-generated and simply don't address the problem of our false self. It's time to relax your ego and embody your soul. Dr. Dan Cohen, neurologist, inventor, and author, has created tools to awaken, a new way to transform from who you thought you were into what you truly are. Visit toolstoawaken.com.
1230 WBLQ.
We're back on The Truth Is Funny with Colette Marie Steffen and my guest today, Cindy Lee Yelland. Cindy, before we continue, just share your contact information in case people would like to connect with you about belly dance and dragons and feng shui and et cetera.
Yes, well, I have a website for dancing, and it's called angelontheloose.com. And for if you want to get a hold of me, it's just info@angelontheloose.com. And anything about dance or anyone who would like to come to classes in my area, that would be great.
Yeah, and the other thing is you and I have been working very together for a lot of hours in the last while with Tales from the Vector, which is energy correcting cards that actually can change the feng shui in your home and can shift energy for you. And the reason that's possible is because I found this out. I wrote the book, The Truth is Funny, Shift Happens, with the intention of that it would energetically shift energy for people as they read it. And I found over the years that people can imprint their energy, positive energy, into, physical things. And these energy correcting cards are part of a deck that I started 9 years ago, as I said. And they were channeled to me, basically, and they're about unconditional love and support for people on the planet and for the planet itself, support for the entire universe. And so, when I started with these cards 9 years ago, I didn't really know why I was doing it. The dragons came to me, and they this isn't surprising. When you start doing a lot of energy clearing work, what happens is your creative ability really increases a lot. That's because you're looking for creative solutions through your intuition instead of trying to think your way through everything. And what I have found over the years is that there's easy ways to shift energy. And one of the beautiful things about these energy shifting cards is that the intention behind them is unconditional love and people pursuing authentic desires as whole beings, body, soul, and spirit. I just love them. I'm having so much fun with them. And, but before we get talking about that, what I wanted you to share is your story about, what happened to you in the last year and a half.
Well, I've been dancing for about 15 years, doing psychic readings with crystals and stones for about 26 years, and of course, feng shui for quite a long time, probably 10 years.
Yes, I've seen your home.
Yes. Well, and when you talked about the energy cards, I've been playing with them a little bit too, and from someone who has spent years programming crystals to do things and. It's been really fun kind of playing with these and seeing what they can do, which is it's quite amazing, actually. In the last year, I was very, very ill. I had a problem with my stomach. I had, I've spent the last year in and out of emergency, lost 30 pounds, throwing up, they've done every test known to man on me. I've swallowed cameras. I've done everything. They never really could find out what was wrong. And I was so ill. I couldn't get up on the couch. I was nauseous. I actually talked to Colette and told her, I'm hardly anything left of what I used to be when I met her at the festival dancing. And she said, well, why don't you come and I'll do some energy correction on you and you can teach me some dance class. And I was like, well, I don't know if I'm well enough to do that. And you said, well, come over. It took a few months of me coming, dragging myself over there so ill I could barely move. Colette would work on me for an hour and then I'd feel like a rock star and I'd teach her an hour and a half of dance. And then I would go home and get all the things done that I couldn't get done because I was so ill.
And what was interesting about your situation, and you actually are in my book, and so people can read about you in my book. And the problem was that the underlying energy behind your physical illness was not physical. there was a lot of emotions coming up from, you can't even imagine a 14-year-old child having her entire a huge operation like that, and having to wear how long did you wear the body cast for?
I wore the body cast for 9 months.
Wow.
Quite a long time.
Yeah, and at the same time, your dad was having open heart surgery, and he's passed.
Yep.
And
yep,
so when did he pass?
He passed shortly after I had my surgery.
Yeah, so this
probably
was
just a few months after.
What was coming up for you? And, I would say to you, I understand that it feels very physical when you're throwing up. And they had you on chemotherapy drugs for nausea, and they weren't even touching it. And over the course of the time that I worked with you, and you were teaching me how to dance, and it was fun. It was amazing to watch you go from, like, barely crawling in the door. It was all you could do to get here to being able to be really strong for, at first it was for a day, and then it became 2 days, and then it became 3 days. And the reason why it took, these were very deep issues that you were going through at that time. There was a lot of emotions coming up from, you can imagine being in a body cast at that age when you're developing as a young woman, and losing your father, and everything that went along with that. And, you know, you have really risen above this. You're one of, I have to say this, I admire you, and you inspire me every day to be able to look at the bright side of life, you know, and move in that direction. And the thing is that when they were, you know, doing all these tests on you, every time I tested it, I would get the same weakness, emotional. And this happens to people. Like, we, over the years, we suppress. And what happens is we start to, it's too challenging to look back at that time, but you can't suppress it to the point where it didn't happen. And this is where people really fall into trouble. The physical body will show us, hey, there's a problem here that you need to address. Your number one weakness is that you had a weakness to digesting life fully. And it was like digesting everything that was happening to you. And so all these old memories came up, and they had this major effect on your physical body. Then the physical problems had an effect on your emotions. And it just became like a loop that you were in, that you were having trouble getting out of. And so the energetic shifts, as you started to start doing it for yourself. And, you know, these are a lot of the tools that Mark and I share at our energetic upgrade seminars, and also on our online program. This is, you know, they're simple tools, and you started using those tools, and it started being like, instead of just a day that you could function, it was 2 days and then 3 days. And how is your health now?
Oh, it's great. I'm much better now. And I do that whenever I start to get a little bit of a twinge, I just clear it now. With what you've taught me, just clear it. And well, even now, if when I have a bad day, Colette phones me, what's going on? Because she can sense when my energy is when something's going on. It's really quite remarkable.
We are working with the Higher Self Network, what I call HSN. And this is, you know, this is the most amazing thing that I've discovered, you know, in the last decade that I've been doing energy work, is that everybody can do it. Everybody can do it. It depends on how much you apply yourself to it. And so, you know, we want to strengthen that for everybody, even the most challenging situations, like what you've overcome. And in the last year, and, you know, you've gained a good 15 pounds back now, and you're at a nice weight, and you're able to dance again, and, you know, and being able to feel healthy and happy again. And there, you know, that is such a beautiful thing to witness. And I know, like, you've had a lot of training in counseling. Do you want to speak about that a little bit, about, you know, why is it that you're so into the sisterhood? Explain that to me.
Well, I really like a lot of dance classes, or people going to the gym or aerobics is more focused around fitness. And what I do with my groups is more focused around the sisterhood, and around women supporting each other, and around having fun. You don't necessarily have to work hard and do something you don't like to be in good shape, because with the dance, I always thought, I want to do something that's fun, and the side effect should be that it's good for you and it's good exercise. And so I find that a lot of women, they do much better with that. I mean, you can go, you can dance all night, you can socialize with fabulous women, and at the end of the night, you've had an awesome workout and you're happy. I think there's a better way to do things.
Yeah, I agree. I've gone out dancing with you several times, and I always have fun. And, you know, this is the thing. We're taught that we're supposed to get the education, you know, get the job, get the man, get the family, and then we'll be happy. Dancing is the most beautiful way to bring all the chakras into alignment, especially belly dance. and to facilitate that for people. And, you know, this is something that I really encourage a lot of women and to do, and to energetically correct yourself while you're dancing also can shift things into a much better way. When we come back, we're going to talk a little bit about the feng shui and the dragons and what we've been busy doing with that. I'm Colette Marie Steffen, and you're listening to The Truth is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio. You can connect with me at thetruthisfunny.com and on social media, Facebook and Twitter, at The Truth is Funny with Colette. Call in if you want an opportunity to shift your life into better, 1-800-930-2819. We'll be right back to make some more shift happen.
Just mad about saffron. Well, saffron's mad about me. I'm just mad about saffron. She's just mad about me.
Do you want to achieve your goals? Do you want to strengthen relationships with others? Do you want to improve your financial status? Colette Marie Steffen is partnering with Mark Kettenbach to bring you an energetic upgrade online experience launching in April. Unfold and develop your full potential. Visit energeticupgrade.com today for more information. That's energeticupgrade.com.
Hi everyone, this is Dr. Pat. The ancient Inca root vegetable maca is world-renowned for its wide array of health benefits. As a family-run company of true maca specialists, the maca team's mission is to provide you with fresh, organic, premium-quality maca powders at a fair price. Amazing. All of the products are always organically grown, fair-traded, GMO-free, fresh, and potent. So don't take my word for it. Experience the life-changing benefits of maca today. Visit themacateam.com.
A word of caution, if you prefer the status quo and you are not interested in improving every aspect of your life, this book will trigger the shift out of you. The Truth is Funny, Shift Happens is available now. Author Colette Steffen brings the powerful knowledge and life-changing energy and empowerment from the radio airwaves to the pages of her new book. To get your copy in paperback or ebook, visit thetruthisfunny.com today.
Tune in to The Truth is Funny with Colette Steffen each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit thetruthisfunny.com.
Sky Siegel co-hosts one of today's most popular psychic shows, Angels and Answers, with Artie Hoffman as she communicates healing messages from the spirit world. These messages can be astounding, enlightening, and life-changing. Born with the God-given talent of inner guidance and the amazing ability to heal, Sky has healed thousands of people. Schedule a reading with Sky now. Call 908-500-1474 and visit skyofangels.com.
Lido missed the boat that day. He left the shack, but that was all he missed. He ain't coming back.
I am Colette Marie Steffen, and you are listening to The Truth is Funny. I have Cindy Lee Yelland here with me today. Feel free to call in 1-800-930-2819. We're talking about overcoming some hardships. And the reason why we called the title of this show, Restoring Broken Wings, is because you have a tendency to dance with 8-foot wings with a spine that's fused. And hey, I've danced with those wings at times. I don't think I would call it dancing because that takes quite a bit of practice, actually. But they're heavy. Like, they get some torque moving. Like, I mean, it's not like, you know, dancing with those wings is not, they're not light. So I find that impressive. And to make that look elegant, you know, with the fused spine.
Because when I practice, because they're 8 feet, you can't really practice in the house. So I'd be out on my lawn practicing with my gold wings, and I'd see the neighbors kind of peeking outside Like, oh my gosh, there's that girl dancing around with her big gold wings again. I'd wave, hi, and the curtains would close.
But it's not like you are, I mean, you love to have fun. And sometimes I find that when people see someone who's having a lot of fun, they assume that, oh, this person doesn't work that hard or doesn't, you know, then they maybe don't have, it's all about fun and dance and, oh, how lucky for you that, you know, you have that life. But this is something that, you know, with all the hardships that you've overcome and, you know, with your training background, that's what really, I love this because, you know, you've counseled women for years. And so tell us about that.
Well, I did a lot of years of volunteer work first. And then I decided, well, I think I'd like to get into this as my career. So I spent the latter part of my career working with women in prison. I would go to women's prison in Vancouver every 3 weeks and work with women who are going to be released into the Okanagan area. And it's really amazing because I've always sort of had a, you know, I can see auras and I can sense energy. And I would have all of these kind of aha moments while I'm working with people, and then I would go home and kind of look them up, you know, and see what that meant, you know, auras. And it was always spot on. And I used to think, wow, this is pretty interesting, you know.
Yeah.
But yeah, I found that that a lot of the women, I felt quite privileged to work with a lot of these women because a lot of these women have overcome horrendous issues in their lives. And I always considered it a privilege to work with such strong people. And it's funny because they consider themselves to be weak. And I would be, wow, look what you've overcome. Look at what, you know, the average person who would have to go through something like that probably wouldn't do well, you know. These are the strong people that have made it this far, right?
Yeah. And I love that because with all that training, you know, you have that background in counseling and you have a really good sense of what people require. And what I always find working with you is that you have an ability to, you know, turn clouds into sunshine.
Yes.
And it's because of your attitude. And that's part of why, you know, I really said, you know, you've got all this training in feng shui, you've got all this training in crystals, all of my dragon paintings, when they first started coming to me, you know, they would show me what they wanted to look like and they would give me information. And like my very first dragon is Ange Extasia, and she has, her spine has, I think there's 80 different crystals on the original painting. There's a lot of Swarovski crystals on my paintings, a lot of crystal energy painted into the paintings, a lot of energetic shifts. It usually takes me 3 to 6 months to do a finish one painting. When they first came to me and said there was 64, I was like, are you kidding me? Do dragons like to be painted on small canvases? No, dragons like to be painted on 3 by 4 foot canvas, you know, big canvases. And so when I came back from Peru and I had been with the shaman, and I started doing a lot of paintings about my visions. And that's when I realized, oh, these cards are part of this deck. And so, you know, tell us about the deck. Tell us about your experience with it, because we introduced them out at, they made their big debut out at Spring Festival of Awareness. And, you know, there was a really good reception to them. What's your experience using the cards?
Well, I've spent a lot of years. I've done readings for about 26 years where people come in and I use a lot of the whole crystal family and semi-precious stones. And at the end, I would program stones to do things for people. So now I've been using the cards to do this. So I have them all over my home. And as you know, for the last little bit, I've been, you know, doing all kinds of stuff with them and feng shuiing with them and seeing how they work. And then and finding, you know, I have really, really good success with them because of all the crystals that are on them. And, you know, there's a lot you can do with them because, like, you have program them to correct energy while you're painting them. So that's really important. Like they're
an amazing thing. That's why they take so long. And, but the other part of it is that what I love about them, like say, I've been playing with these cards too. and, you know, putting them in your jewelry box to clear the energy from crystals or from precious gems. A lot of times we inherit jewelry or furniture or clothing or whatever, and that clothing is imprinted, or that jewelry is imprinted with other people's energy. And sometimes there can be, like, you know, the jewelry itself can be beautiful, but the energy, you know, like an old wedding ring that ended up in divorce, you know, that's not always the best ring to wear unless you clear it first, you know. And so we have cards like Ange, she's about, you know, the flow of energy, and our the second dragon in the deck is that beautiful red dragon from the Ural Mountains in Russia, and he's all about sexuality. And
we know what he's for.
Yeah, yeah.
Be careful with him.
He is fun.
He goes in your panty drawer, by the way.
Yeah. Well. That is a good idea because it seems to be working for a lot of people. It's fun. And then, you know, we have my third dragon was the little baby dragon. And all my baby dragons come with an angel because they're a lot of work and they need someone to kind of keep an eye on them because dragons are very busy. Dragons... In, you know, over the years, a lot of people have a perception about dragons being scary and evil and all of that. These dragons are not that way. My dragons are about unconditional love and about information that can shift things. And I find, like, I have them all over my home. And boy, when I took them to get all the paintings scanned professionally for these cards, what happened is, wow, the energy in my home just dropped. Like, it was incredible. And people would come over and say, oh, my God, what happened? You know, because you could really feel it. And, you know, so each of these dragons has a specialty. We have dragon cards for prosperity. We have dragon cards for love. We have for, you know, sexuality, romance. They're very specific in what they choose to clear and the energy around that. So, you know, give us an idea of some of the other ways that you've been using the cards.
Well, I've been actually, because I'm a big feng shui fan, and I have a special group of people, and we take feng shui classes, and we're kind of the advanced feng shuiers. And so I've been doing this with the cards, too, and I've got a lot of success with them. Like, if you want to have your wealth and prosperity increase, then, you know, the card that you would use would be the manifestor, and that's going to help you. That's our prosperity card. You would put that wherever you would put any traditional feng shui cures in your house, in your financial gua of your home.
And, so what do you mean by that? Just explain that to people who don't have an understanding of it. I mean, it's what I love about the cards is because you can hide them behind things if they don't, like behind paintings or whatever. The energy is still there.
Oh, and, totally. And you can put, well, normally you use what's called a bagua map when you feng shui. And so the very left-hand corner of your home or room, that would be your wealth and prosperity gua. So somewhere in that area, that's where you want to put the manifestor card. If you're wanting to, you know, kick up your love and romance, that would be the far right corner.
But we kind of discovered that it might be a good idea, like some of the cards do better if they are with each other. That red dragon, he's very sexual, but he's not very, what would be the word, loyal.
Yes.
So there's
so
also...
You want to put the relationship card with that, if that's what you want. If you want a relationship. If you don't, well, then just put him by himself, because, you know, he's like that. But, I mean, there's lots of things, like for love and romance, too. I find number 24, that's the adoration card. That works really good for love and romance. And you can pair that up with the red dragon.
Yeah,
if you want
that's
it to be really
awesome.
Exciting.
Can you believe it? We have another break right now. So I'm just going to cut you off here and then we'll talk some more about the cards when we come back. This is Colette Marie Steffen. You're listening to The Truth is Funny. I have Cindy Lee Yelland here and some dragons. And we'll be right back after this quick break.
Oh.
Do you want to achieve your goals? Do you want to strengthen relationships with others? Do you want to improve your financial status? Colette Marie Steffen is partnering with Mark Kettenbach to bring you an energetic upgrade online experience launching in April. Unfold and develop your full potential. Visit energeticupgrade.com today for more information. That's energeticupgrade.com.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Steffen each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit thetruthisfunny.com.
Sky Siegel co-hosts one of today's most popular psychic shows, Angels and Answers, with Artie Hoffman as she communicates healing messages from the spirit world. These messages can be astounding, enlightening, and life-changing. Born with the God-given talent of inner guidance and the amazing ability to heal, Sky has healed thousands of people. Schedule a reading with Sky now. Call 908-500-1474 and visit skyofangels.com.
3 Stefan, and you're listening to The Truth Is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio. I have Cindy Lee Yellen, belly dancer, feng shui, dragon herder, extraordinaire. Herding the dragon.
It's like herding like, cat.
Yes, there we go. and so you and I have really had a lot of fun working on these, and it's a fun way of shifting energy. That's what I find for a lot of people. My book is, 530 pages long, and I want to quickly thank everybody for the wonderful reviews I'm getting and all the really great feedback. I just wanted to explain to the listeners right now, I have a lot happening right now. My Truth Is Funny site is not working 100% the way it should. So it's under construction. You can still book private sessions with me and all that, but it will be changing over in about a week. The Tales from, and that's when the dragon cards will be available for sale on Tools for Success. It may be sooner, but for sure by the end of May, the dragons will be available at www.thetruthisfunny.com. Once we get them up, the energy correcting cards up on there, then I'm going to work on the Tales from the Vector site, which is, under construction also right now. And because I also have prints of the original paintings that will be available for sale. I found a really awesome person in the Okanagan here. I love to do things locally. And he does a beautiful job on these paintings and will be able to, put them on canvas or fine art paper. That will be in the next, we're focusing on getting the energy correcting cards out first. And then we'll focus on getting making the paintings available also. At the same time, I also have my online program coming out with Energetic Upgrade with Mark, and on May 20th, that online program will be available for sale. You can go to energeticupgrade.com, which is also under construction at this time. So we've been really, really busy here, and it just feels like this is something I've been really telling people a lot over the last few months, that we're in a 9-year. Do you want to explain what that means, Cindy? You're so good at explaining it.
I was just going to say, because we're in a 9-year, that is the year for wrapping up old things and starting new things. It's very important that you realize that any business that you may start or anything that you may, anything new you may embark on, you're going to set yourself up for the next 9 years, for the next cycle. So you want to finish up all the old business, and this is a great time to start a new business, or like you said, to unleash the dragons. They think it's cute. They keep telling me, it's so cute the way you think you're in charge, Cindy. You know how they are, right?
I found that it's really, really, really challenging to ignore a dragon when it wants to spin its tail.
Yes.
And
yes.
A lot of the information that's in these, it's a fun way to share information with people. There's a lot of sacred geometry in these cards. There's a lot of crystal energy in these cards. There's a lot of energetic shifting in them. When I'm working on these paintings, I'm in that state where I'm correcting energy. And quite often what I found is that working on the dragon paintings, working with them, what has happened is I'm working on the larger collective audience is what I would say. This is about shifting energy for the planet, for the universe, for people around, and doing it in a fun way. You know, you and I both have talked about this, how important it is to have fun.
Yes, and I think that there's always a better way to do things where everybody can be happy and where it can be fun. It doesn't have to be hard, or it doesn't have to be, a lot of people sort of have the attitude that, you know, you have to work hard and you know, for you to get anywhere in life. Well, you know, I think I'm kind of proof that's, I mean, not that I haven't worked hard, but you can also accomplish a lot and have fun while you're doing it.
Well, when you're told at the age of 14, and you were in gymnastics at the time, and actually, you, from what I understand, I mean, your spine was really twisted.
Yes.
And they, you know, they were telling you that you couldn't do gymnastics, you weren't going to be able to do anything anymore, but you were doing all that.
Yeah, they told me that I wasn't going to be able to do anything. They basically told me after my surgery, all you can do is sit, walk, sleep, and stand. That's it. So here I am, you know, years later, you know, I dance in 5 groups. I teach belly dancing. I haven't listened to all the limiting, you know. I think that the worst thing you can do to somebody when they're young or anything at all is to tell them, you know, oh, you know, you're never going to be able to do this. You take away all of their hope. I think if you really want to do something, there's always a way to do that. I work a lot with people with my dance who have mobility challenges, and I'd like to think that I'm, you know, that I'm helpful to them because they think, well, if you can do that,
well, they told,
know,
like,
I
they,
can do
they
that
had,
too.
I mean, this surgery that you had, you can't, when you dance, I'm going to say this again, it is amazing to watch you. It is really, truly, because I have a very good understanding of anatomy, and I have a very good understanding of, you know, psychosomatics. And really, hats off to you. And
well, I work with a lot of people with challenges, and I tell them, you know, you can modify your moves. If you really want to dance and you can't, you have problems with your feet or your legs or your back or your neck, well, then we just modify the moves. As with dance, as in life, if you can't do what you want to do, you just modify your moves.
There we go. And, you know, with these dragon cards, I mean, I'm just so happy they're out. I mean, they've been percolating. And I say, well, after I finish writing the book, okay, then I'll get them out. After I finish the online program, then I'll get it out. After I finish, you know, this, I'll get them out. And they just started yelling at me in January when I come back from Peru. We're coming out. So you better get your button gear. And it
well,
all
worked. They've been... They've been flying around my house, and, you know, I think people need to know, too, there's an awesome health one, Ra, which is he's the health dragon.
Yeah.
And he's great if you have any issues coming up about your health or if you're worried. There's just so many. I'm finding it's so awesome to be able to work with the dragons and with whatever issue is going on in your life. That you have a card to correct that, so...
Yeah, and you know, it's funny because the first dragon that came to me 9 years ago was Ange, but the first, I got the feeling for the back of the deck. I wanted to put it's a solar flare, actually. It's a drawing I did of a solar flare, ayahuasca style. And it's really pretty. And I really, you know, and this, you know, he said, well, I'm card number one. And I'm like, no, you're not. Like, Ange came first. And he's like, the sun came first. Without the sun, there would be no life on the planet. It's better to let the dog wag the tail rather than trying to let the tail wag the dog. And so I was like, okay, you're card number one. And actually on the back, on the back of every card, because it gives an extra boost of energy. Then we also have the raw card as a separate card if you really want to give it a boost. What I say by boost is energetically in our homes, in our business, in our vehicles, we have, that's our physical environment. And when our physical environment is pleasing for us and it makes us happy, and there's so many things in our house, in our clothing, in our jewelry that we think makes us happy, but when you test it energetically, it goes weak. These dragons pick those weaknesses up and remind you, when you look at the card, when you look at it, where it's sitting, they remind you, hey, you know, focus on where your heart wants to go, put consistent steps of action towards that. You know, follow through. We have like 1 minute left for you to say some last words to everybody, and then we're already off this show. But I do want to mention before you say something that we will be on Dr. Pat's show. I'm hosting it tomorrow tomorrow at 10 o'clock Pacific time. So and you're going to be the guest on that show again. So for now, what would you like to say as parting words, Cindy?
Well, I would like to say, don't let anybody discourage you. If you do what you want in life, and if you can't, if people tell you you can't, we can always modify.
Yay. Sounds like really good sound advice. Lots of love to you, Cindy. I'm looking forward to the radio show with you again tomorrow. And thank you to all the listeners and to Brian. We'll be back next week on The Truth is Funny. Bye for now.
You've been listening to The Truth is Funny with Colette Stephan. Tune in to The Truth is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network as she provides energetic shifts and consistent results in every area of life, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. The truth is funny. Visit thetruthisfunny.com for more information. That's thetruthisfunny.com.